Planning Board member David Peck explains the proposed bylaw change.
One of the options is a small house in the backyard on the property.
To clarify, the property needs to remain an owner-occupied property. That means, however, that the property owner can live in the main house or in the new ADU, one or the other, but needs to be present on site.
Ann Peck says the proposal agrees with evolving state guidelines.
This proposed amendment, which is consistent with what Governor Healey has announced, would become an as-of-right option, which would simplify the application for approval for an ADU.
An as-of-right option within the bylaw, Peck says, means
it's completely allowed without going to Zoning Board of Appeals or a Planning Board. However, the requirements in our draft language is it needs to meet all health requirements, so the septic system has to be able to cover the number of bedrooms, and it has to pass safety in terms of egress and getting in and out, and parking.
Do ADUs count as affordable housing?
Unfortunately not. The state has sometimes quirky definitions of what is affordable housing. Under those definitions, ADUs do not count against the affordable housing count within Plymouth.
Article 14 goes to town meeting on April 6th with the unanimous approval of the Select Board and the Advisory and Finance Committee. In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.